Well, how's that for debut release? Almost 30 years since the beginning. Comes out May 17th in North America. The album's title, Human Remains, contains, you know, re-recorded versions of demo songs. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what prompted you guys to finally do this?
Well, I mean, I knew these guys from, you know, when I was in my teens, really. I first met Dave, the original singer, when I was 12 years old. And I'd always thought the band were amazing back when I was watching them in sort of the early to mid-80s. You know, when the band split up in end of 86 and Dave died in 87, and obviously the Sabbath thing sort of took off for me, and we started, you know, we got out there and started playing a lot more, and we sort of carried on what Hell were kind of doing. We took a lot of influence off them. But I always thought it was a crying shame that the band never really got discovered and never got the, you know, the attention that I felt they deserved, because they were such sort of forerunners of what Sabbath was doing, and, you know, they had a bit more of a classic metal edge to them. And, you know, I met Tim, the drummer, again, probably 10 years ago now, and Tony, the bass player, as well. We sort of passed in the same sort of social circles. And then I met Kev again. That would have been probably about 3.5 years ago. It was the first time I'd seen him for 25, 26 years. And we just got talking about the old material, how, you know, how good it was and still stood the test of time, and how they'd never recorded it properly. And obviously, you know, me being in a position where I've got my own studio and a producer now, I sort of thought it'd be cool just to get the guys back together and talking to each other and jamming some of the old songs out. So that's what we did. We sort of started that in downtime about 3 years ago, and we didn't stop. we ended up with an album. So, yeah, it's one of those things. It really just, it was more about sort of rekindling an old friendship than anything else to start off with. You know, these guys are such a big influence on me, and, you know, such good old friends from way back when. It was more than just a thing of getting together and enjoying the music they used to make.
And how does it feel for you that you know, you're taking out the guitars from this album, from the person that basically, according to all the information we got, taught you how to play? What was your feeling of, you know, taking over this position and doing the songs like this?
Well, I mean, I mean Dave meant a lot to me. He was a very, very dear friend, and the just being able to get his name out there, really, and get him recognised for the songwriter that he was and the talent he was, for me, was one of the main aims of doing this album. I didn't actually intend to sort of jump on board as a guitar player with this. I really, when I started this, I was more in the producer's chair, and, you know, I was getting Kev to play all the guitar parts, but he really felt that Dave's sort of style was more suited to my playing. Obviously, he taught me. And they felt they wanted a two guitar thing in the band like it used to be. So they said to me, that'd be about a year ago now, you know, we want you on board as a guitar player, and, you know, we want you full on in this. So I think it's a huge honour to be asked to do it, to be honest, and it's great. You know, I'm actually enjoying this more than what I was playing with Sabbath. I've got a group of guys who are 100% behind it. They're as excited as any new band you'll ever meet, and it's, you know, it's a feel-good factor.
And, you know, in terms of, how to pick the songs that you guys wanted to do, how did this process work?
I had quite a clear idea, actually. I've been listening to, you know, the old demos, well, for years, the old cassettes, and I kind of had a good idea of what would work on the album. Kev had a few ideas as well, what he wanted to put forward. And we pretty much agreed off the bat the ones that we thought were sort of written to a standard that would stand up in this day and age. For the next album, we've actually got another probably 50% old material for the next album, and, you know, 50% new material for that. So there's a couple of corkers left over. We were pretty much unanimous with what songs we wanted on here.
And how much did you know, wanted to, like, change the song structures, or how much did you guys actually, you know, ended up, retouching for now?
There's a little bit, not a huge amount. I mean, if you get the version with the bonus disc on it, you'll hear, we've actually included all the demo versions from the 80s on the bonus disc of the songs that we're using. And you'll hear there's not actually that much difference at all. There's a few riffs that have been streamlined a little bit, you know, just cut down because they were actually going on a little too long. And there's a couple of versions of the songs which we didn't have. We sort of took later versions of the adaptations of what the band had done, but we didn't have demo versions of that. So that, you know, there's things like Macbeth that was cut down a little bit. There's a midsection in The Oppressors that we actually we took from an earlier version than when Hell were doing it, because that was a Race Against Time song. So we took the midsection from their version and put it in. So there's all little, you know, there's a few little tweaks, couple of little vocal changes as well, because obviously it's not the, we haven't got the same singer, so you've sort of got to work towards someone's, you know, parameters really. So, but it's in general, the spirit of the band and the spirit of the songs are pretty much 100% there.
And, you know, in terms of the end product, now that you guys, you know, have it already recorded, it's coming out, how satisfied are you guys, and how do you think that Dave will be satisfied with this?
I hope he'll be very satisfied. I mean, I know his sister pretty well. I saw her the other day, and her family's absolutely made up about it. You know, I think it's brilliant. So that was a nice stamp of approval for it. I knew Dave. We all knew Dave. And we knew his humour, and we knew he'd fully approve of what we're doing. So, hopefully he's, I don't believe in any of that shit. You know, I don't think he's sat in a cloud watching us. But if he was, I hope he'd be laughing and, you know, enjoying it as much as we are.
And, I mean, you said that you guys are planning the second album with some older songs, new songs. What about touring? Do you have any time to do that?
Touring? Yeah, we start off May 20th. We've got just got a local warm-up show, and then we're out to Germany, Austria, and Switzerland the following weekend doing the Metal Fest festivals. And then the following weekend, we've got Rockstad Fallon in Sweden. Following weekend from that, we've got Download at Donington in England. And we've got Tuska Festival in Finland in July, and there's another festival which I can't announce yet, but we've just been added on to the bill for that in August. So we're doing quite a good little run of festivals in the summer, and we're talking to the booking agency about putting us out in Europe probably sort of September, October, sort of early fall, just to get us out for 2 or 3 weeks around Europe.
And how do you think that people are going to react? I mean, well, you come with all your experience, but, you know, all the other members and itself, the band was not, that like you mentioned, that well recognized before. So you guys are just kind of like popping out of the blue.
Well, we are, yeah. I mean, it's almost, you know, to most people, this is a new band, basically. But there is actually a history to it, and, you know, these guys have had experience back in the day. Back in the 80s, it was a lot harder for a band to get out there and gig and get sort of, you know, any sort of exposure, really, back then. It was, you know, it was just tape trading and fanzines, if you remember. So it's not like we had the internet or any easy method for a band to get out there, but you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm sure there's going to be a few hiccups along the way. I'm trying to school them the best I can with the knowledge I've got, you know. it'll work out, you know. I mean, they're very, very professional, these guys. They're very 100% into it, and they always were. That's what impressed me about them. They always did have a very professional attitude, even for a smaller local band. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to come across very well.
And, I mean, since you do all this producing and mixing for other bands, how do you feel that the sound of Hell now fits on the, you know, spectrum of what's, you know, being accepted by people now?
I didn't really worry about that. I don't really worry about those sort of things. I just do my thing. And I think with Hell, we didn't aim to try and do anything particularly different with it. We just tried to make good, clear recordings of the songs, and let the songs speak for themselves. And you know, we didn't go the route of a lot of cutting and pasting and a lot of editing. It's pretty much, you know, how the band plays it. There's a few, you know, obviously there's quite layered parts to it with the keyboards and some of the overdubs. But you know, we just treated it as trying to get a proper metal recording and getting them sounding as heavy and as powerful as possible. You know, whether people read any sort of production values into that, well, I don't know. I mean, we just did what we felt was right with the songs.
And in terms of, you know, you guys jumping on a nuclear blast, how is that going for you guys so far in terms of, you know, promotion and all this?
It's funny with them, actually, because they originally turned us down. This was, would have been about May last year when we'd actually got the album finished back then. And then we were talking with Candlelight, we're talking with Century Media. We had a deal that we were about to sign with Century Media, actually, and then Nuclear Blast came back on board. I don't know why, actually. I think it might have been the rave reviews it was getting in Germany that they suddenly picked up. But they were pretty quick to jump back on board when they realised how much people were getting into it. And obviously, it was our first choice anyway, because we'd approached them at the beginning. But it's been going great. I mean, the Germans have been doing a great job. I've actually just come to the American office for the first time today. Sorry, just a sec. Switch that off. Yes, this is the first time I've been here. Obviously, I work with them a lot on the production side of things, so I've got a good business relationship with them anyway, so it kind of holds us in good stead.
And, you know, in terms of maybe the States, what are you guys' plans? Do you guys want to, you know, try to make it over here, or are you just going to try to test your luck first in Europe, see how it goes?
Well, I think Europe was definitely the first place, you know, because obviously it's a lot easier for us to go and do shows out there, you know, obviously being based out there. So it's, you know, for a band to get over to America, it's actually not that difficult now, but it was, you know, when I was doing Sabbath back in the day. But if we can get some sort of package deal sorted out where we can get a, you know, hop on a sports flight over here, that'd be the way to do it. So we'll see what the agency can come up with. I mean, if America came up before Europe, I'd get straight back out here again. So it just depends what comes up.
And, you know, in terms of the sound and everything, what do you think that makes this band now, or well, even at the beginning, I mean, more unique compared to all the other bands that had, you know, tried to, not similar sound, but played in the same genre?
Yeah, there always was something unique about Al. They always had a very theatrical outlook. But I think now, especially, you know, because nothing's influenced these songs over the last 25 years, and they have stood the test of time, I think it just sounds really fresh. You know, you've got no crazy sort of bass drums going off, or you know, it's all proper riffs, there's proper groove to the songs, there's proper melody to the songs, and I think a lot of that is missing in metal now. You know, when you put the radio on over here now, every single band sounds the same to me. It's totally that, you know, I call it good cop, bad cop vocals. You've got the rough vocals in the verse, the clean vocals in the chorus. It's the same old riff, you know, the single note on the E string, following the kick drums, and it's, you know, I'm bored of it, if I'm perfectly honest with you. I just find this so refreshing to play and listen to. I mean, it's all I've really worked on and listened to, you know, in the downtime of the last 3 years, and I'm still not bored of listening to it, which I think is a good sign.
And, you know, moving a little bit into your production, I mean, how do you find time for all of this stuff? You know, I mean, you're have a pretty busy schedule producing other albums, mixing.
That's really why it's taken us 3 years to do it, is because of my schedule. You know, I've been hopping backwards and forwards between America and the UK working, you know, and I had like 5 years, felt like 5 years, I had 5 months over here doing the last Megadeth album, you know, so, it hasn't helped for a speedy album, put it that way, but I'm sort of sitting back on the production thing a little bit to do this. I'm not doing the Megadeth album that I was meant to be doing now, that, you know, that sort of fell through because the schedule's for hell, and I put in hell first for, you know, at least the next 6 months to try and get this off the ground and make it work properly.
And do you see it as a long-term engagement, or what are your, you know...
Yes, you know, I hope so. I mean, it'd be nice if it was. If not, it'll run its course to whatever length it's meant to be this. If we do 2 albums, 3 albums, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't really set out to make it, even make an album. It's just sort of happened, and it's been a sort of a story of poor old friends getting back together again and just having a great time making metal. So if we gain anything else out of it, you know, we didn't think we were going to get an album, you know, an album deal. We've ended up on Nuclear Blast. All of a sudden we're playing Donington, you know, which is a dream come true to the guys. And, you know, everything is an advantage. Everything is a bonus to us right now. So, you know, if it goes for 2 years, great. If it goes for a couple of years, you know, 5 years, yeah, even better. I mean, I hope it does, because I enjoy, you know, playing with these guys, and I enjoy playing this music.
And, you know, I mean, well, going back to the production thing, since you're kind of taking some time off, I mean, what are your, you know, what are the things that you're most eager to hear that to finally come out that you worked on in the last few months?
The Hell album. And like a final cut, I've only got a finished copy of it yet. It's out in, what, 13 days or whatever. I've just done the Artemia album, that's come out pretty good, and did the Lockup album with Shane and Nick as well. That's gone well, it's really aggressive. So, they're the two things that I've done recently that have come out. I've done a Stone Sour mix as well, did a song for those guys, which I don't know how it's getting released yet. I don't know whether that's going to be a digital download or just a bonus track in Japan, but I've been working on New Testament stuff with Eric as well. He's been over to the UK a couple of times, and we've been sort of in songwriting mode, putting arrangements together. So probably the Testament album is going to be the next sort of bigger thing I'm working on, and then I'm coming back out here probably the end of the year to start working on the next Accept album as well.
And I mean, out of all those things that you worked on, don't you like ever, you know, kind of get tired of, you know, all this different stuff that you have on your plate?
Yeah, I must admit I do. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of the reasons why I've gone back to this. You know, when the chance to play again came up, it's very refreshing for me to go back and play again. Because at the end of the day, I always was, you know, I was a guitarist at heart, and you know, the production thing, although I really, you know, I enjoy it, it's more of a day job to me. So for me to be able to go out there and do some festivals and play guitar again, that was always my dream. So you know, that's why I'm giving this you know, my full attention at the moment, because it's really what I always wanted to do.
And do you think that you're looking forward for the Smelly tour buses, or you're gonna upgrade your touring this time?
Just a tour bus would be nice. It's usually the van. Yeah, but it's funny you say that. I mean, I was on I actually went down to the Big Four show, you know, last weekend down in California. And Chuck from Testament had hired a tour bus, and me and Johnny Campaspa drove it for them from LA to the show, and it was exactly that. It's, you know, the stinky bus by the end of the trip, you know, there's that rogue sock in the middle of the aisle. Yeah, so I don't know, I mean, the novelty of the tour bus does soon wear off, I must admit.
And I mean, just to, you know, kind of wrap things up, is there like anything in particular that you want to let people know in North America that probably might not know who the band is or are eagerly waiting for it, for this release?
Yeah, well, I mean, what I'd say, I mean, obviously Hell hugely influenced Sabbath. Like, when you hear this album, you'll get it. You'll hear, if you were a Sabbath fan, you'll hear, you know, where we got the ideas of Time Changes and some of the riffs from, and sort of it's a little bit more intricate than some of the Sabbath stuff. But to say that influenced Sabbath so much, and then obviously we went on and influenced bands like Cradle and Dimmu, and that whole scene sort of came out of that. This really is one of the sort of the founding bands of that sort of movement, although they never got the recognition. It's not, I wouldn't say you could really dump it in with the black metal category, you know, it's a lot more theatrical than that, and not tongue-in-cheek, but it's got more imagery and more more storytelling to it than a lot of that. It's, you know, we never claim to be burning churches down or anything, but it's, you know, it really is one of the earlier sort of forerunners of that whole occult metal sort of thing. So, you know, if you're into that, it's definitely worth checking it out, and I think you'll dig it. I think you'll, you know, the intricacy of the music and just the whole sort of landscape of music that's in there is very detailed.
And if you had to recommend the album with any particular type of drink, what would you say it is?
With any particular type of drink? Ooh. God, probably a very strong Bloody Mary, I would have thought.